President-elect Donald Trump has promised to step back from his business interests when he takes office. He says he will let his two adult sons take the helm and that he won't make any new deals while he is president. But there are still many ongoing projects that are causing concerns about conflicts of interest. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
Trump has some 500 business interests spread across about 20 countries. He's unwinding some of those deals as Inauguration Day approaches, but many others are moving forward. Josh Kurlansik, a Southeast Asia specialist at the Council on Foreign Relations, says most of the projects are licensing deals.
They pay Trump a fee and someone builds the resorts and they slap his name on it. So it's not like he's got his own skin in the game or is possibly going to be involved in shaping the resorts.
Still, Kurlansik and others say any involvement by Trump in a project, even if it's just his name, can create a huge conflict of interest, complicating any national security, foreign policy, or economic concerns the U.S. has with a particular country. Take, for example, a $150 million project in the Philippines' capital, Manila, for which Trump receives up to $5 million for the use of his name. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has raised human rights concerns with a brutal anti-drug campaign that has left more than 6,000 people dead since he took office in June. Robert Manning is a former National Intelligence Council official, now at the Atlantic Council.
I think Trump has been reluctant to make any negative criticisms about Duterte's human rights policies. Whether his business interests are a factor in that, I don't know how you ascertain that. I think it would certainly give him a motivation.
To further complicate things, Duterte recently named Trump's main business partner in the Manila Trump Tower deal as the Philippines' special envoy to the U.S. on trade and economic policy, Jose Antonio. Manning said it wouldn't be illegal for Trump to interact with Antonio in his capacity as a trade representative. But
it's the sticky question of deciding where national interests stop and business interests begin and vice versa.
Trump has promised to keep his hands off his business empire while president. But Kurlansik says his sons will have to build up strong relations with powerful people to help keep overseas projects moving, which could be problematic. Kurlansik uses as an example Indonesia, where the Trump Organization is involved in two resort projects. One of the business partners there was a major politician, Setia Novanto. Kurlansik says he had to step down in 2015 after being accused of corruption.
He briefly gave up his post, which is like the equivalent of Paul Ryan, last year because he was caught on an audio trying to get a $4 billion payment from an American mining company.
Earlier in the year, Novanto was in New York to meet with Trump and accompany him at a news conference where Trump praised him as a great man.
His whole group is here to see me today, and we will do great things for the United States. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do they like me in Indonesia?
Stephen Gillers, an ethics professor at New York University Law School, says Trump needs to be careful not to erode public confidence.
What we want to make sure of is that the deal our president cuts is solely for the benefit of the United States, that there is no other interest that could be affecting his judgment.
Giller says the only way for Trump to do that is to divest himself from all his business interests when he becomes president. Jackie Northam, NPR News.